Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Wednesday, April 24th meeting of the Senate Committee on Rules, and welcome to another wonderful group of appointees. I will just tell you in general, what we're going to be doing is going through each appointment to a position, a board, or a commission. We'll call you up as an individual if you're the only one nominated for that particular group. Then we'll ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and why you want to serve in this position. Then if the committee members have any questions for you, we will ask those, and then we'll send you on your way, and we will be acting on your appointments at the close of today's hearing. So let me thank you in advance for your patience in being here. And I think we usually start by letting the committee members introduce themselves, because we don't know you and you don't know us. So I'm Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, chair of this Rules Committee. My district is in Portland, and also Milwaukee and Oak Grove and Clackamas County. And our vice chair is?
Senator Ted Ferrioli from John Day, Oregon, serving District 30, all are part of 11 counties, 36,000 square miles, mostly east.
And to his right, your left.
Lee Byer, state senator from District 6, which is only two counties, Lane and Lane County.
Senator Starr?
And I'm Senator Bruce Starr. I represent Western Washington County. I live in Hillsborough.
Great. Thank you very much. So I think we will start right away by opening a public hearing on the appointment of Rekaiva Adams to the Oregon Investment Council. And if you'd like to come forward. Good morning. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum.
And so what we'd like to hear from you is a little bit about who you are and your background and why you'd like to serve on the Oregon Investment Council.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, Vice Chair, Senator Byer, Senator Starr. My name's Rukaya. It can sometimes be difficult to pronounce, and I tell people just think papaya, and that generally helps people remember the rhythm, although years later people say, I don't remember your name, but I know it's like papaya. I know you have some background information on us. I'm an investor. I run the general account at the Standard with a team of about six people. We run $7 billion and interact with the capital markets every day. In that role, I really love what we're doing because I generally think of us as managing money for teachers and librarians who have retirement accounts and annuities accounts with us, for government workers when they need disability payments. So I like to think of myself as the investor for people who need the money when they really need the money. Before I had this job, I ran an alternative asset fund in New York where I bought and held assets for the long term. That was a private firm. And I started my career as a mergers and acquisitions lawyer, buying and selling companies in the Silicon Valley around 2000. So I've seen deals from sourcing through transaction through investment and portfolio holding. So my view of investing is pretty broad. So that's my professional background. For fun, I'm a runner, and I take any chance I can to lace up my sneakers and run wherever I am in the state of Oregon. I'd like to serve on the Oregon Investment Council mostly because I really love investing. I love Oregon. I'm very close to the beneficiaries who need good investment advising, and I have a passion for it. If there's a place that the state could use me, maybe other than my sense of humor about my name, I would say that it would be in serving for the benefit of the beneficiaries of Oregon funds.
Great. Well, thank you very much for bringing such a terrific background to this important position. Do we have any questions for Ms. Adams? Okay. Looks like you've answered them all. So thank you again for your willingness to serve.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Vice Chair. Thank you, Senators Biden and Starr.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Chris Telfer to the Oregon Lottery Commission, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning, Senator Telfer.
Oh, Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferrioli, Senator Beyer, and Senator Starr. In case you've forgotten, my name is Chris Telfer. I am from sunny Central Oregon, Bend specifically, and I am being appointed for a position on the Oregon Lottery Commission. And you, I know you're all asking, why in the world would I want to do that? And, you know, I've spent most of my life in Oregon serving the state, the city, and I want to continue in that capacity in serving Oregonians and the state of Oregon. And I believe that my skill set is a perfect match for the Oregon State Lottery, particularly because of my financial background as a CPA. And I've also come to know how important the lottery is to the state of Oregon. The lottery does good things, and I want to help continue having those good things done, such as making sure that the lottery revenue has a great impact on our bonding rate. And a lot of that comes from the high standards of integrity and security that the lottery adheres to, two of the most important qualities in the CPA world. And, I mean, that is why only CPAs know the ballots of the Academy Award winners. I also, you know, one of the missions of the lottery is to maximize profits, and I think I know how to maximize profits while still being conscious and commensurate with the public good. And I do think that, you know, that is something that we need to be paying attention to, problem gambling, et cetera. I think my business experience in dealing with my own businesses that I've owned over the years, as well as helping hundreds of clients with businesses, I think bringing a business sense and perspective to the commission can also, I think, help that sensitivity with problem gambling and addressing the issue. So at the end of the day, I'd like to just say that I think being a CPA is a perfect fit for this commission. I want to continue to serve Oregon. In fact, the Lottery Commission is the only commission, I believe, that requires a CPA on the commission. Now, there already is a CPA on the commission, very qualified, doing a great job, but two CPAs is always better than one. So I am happy to answer any questions you might have. There's a part of me that thinks this is like carrying your first bill on the floor, and I'm just waiting for the little bit of hazing here. So,
well, so having served with Senator Telfer on the Revenue Committee and before that on the Commerce and Workforce Development Committee, I know that you're going to bring a huge amount of expertise and a very careful and responsible approach to this extremely important commission. And I don't know if anyone has any questions for Senator Telfer. No, it doesn't look like it. So,
well, I thank you very much, Chair Rosenbaum, and it's been great spending these last few minutes with you all. So you have been missed.
We hope to certainly see you in the building again in this position, and if anything occurs that you need to know about, I'm sure you won't be shy about coming and telling us about it.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you, and I'll close the public hearing on this appointment and open a public hearing on the appointment of Marilyn Cover to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, if she'd like to come forward.
Good morning.
Welcome to Senators. The Senate Rules Committee.
My name is Marilyn Cover. Long O is my preference, and I'm from Portland, Oregon. For over 30 years, I've served as the Executive Director of the Classroom Law Project. I'm also an adjunct professor at Lewis and Clark Law School, where I run the Street Law Program and teach law and education. I have an undergraduate degree in political science and then my law degree, and I was thinking on the way down about my senior thesis in undergraduate school, where I was writing about the importance of citizens understanding how government works and how it is that young people first come to learn about government. And it's interesting that I've had the opportunity to spend pretty much my whole professional career thinking about that and trying to find ways to educate the public about new Supreme Court cases, new laws that have been written, and things that they should think about before voting on an initiative or a referendum that's before them. So I feel that I have a true sense about the responsibilities of the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. I consulted with a friend who said, oh my gosh, why would you want to do that? And then another person said, well, Marilyn, if not you, who? And I've really thought about that and feel that it is something I've been greatly concerned about. I've had the opportunity to work with some emerging democracies, Czech Republic, Croatia, and when there's all that cynicism about government and thoughts of corruption going on, they don't have a commission to go to file those complaints. And I feel that I've had a chance to think about those issues very carefully and will take this responsibility very seriously.
Great. Well, we're very grateful you're willing to take this on. And are there any questions for Ms. Cover? Yes, Senator Starr. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here and testifying this morning. You just piqued my interest when you talked about having the opportunity to work with democracies that are just getting established. Can you talk a little bit about how that opportunity came about and what your role was? And I'm most interested in the Czech Republic, quite honestly.
Okay, all right. So under the USIA offices, they were interested when the former Soviet Union split apart and realized that education was going to be one of the key places to help people understand a new change in government. And if they didn't early get to teachers and therefore their students, it was really going to be difficult to make that change. And so the U.S. Department of Education, with funding from Congress, that I'm sorry to say later was viewed as an earmark, funded the pairing of key states in the U.S. with countries. And so Oregon was fortunate enough to be paired initially with the Czech Republic, and I had the opportunity to go there and do trainings with teachers using some of the materials that we use with students here in Oregon. So we helped them think about Project Citizen and the way that citizens can participate with government, and we also spent some time talking with them about the work that we do with kids with mock trial, helping them understand how the legal system works, and the importance that young people would understand how the courts work in the Czech Republic. And that's not something that everybody was real excited about, because the courts were a very scary place under another time.
Sure.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Great. Any other questions? Okay. Well, thank you again for being willing to serve on the Ethics Commission.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Susan Williams to the Oregon Health Evidence Review Commission. If she'd like to come forward.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. I'm Dr. Susan Lai Williams from Roseburg. I'm honored to be a nominee for the Health Evidence Review Commission, and I appreciate the opportunity to address you today. I'm a practicing private practice orthopedic surgeon performing surgery on bones, joints, and spine. I'm also chief of surgery at Mercy Medical Center, the hospital in Roseburg. I currently serve on one of the subcommittees of the Health Evidence Review Commission, the Value-Based Benefits Subcommittee. I have been impressed with the work that's done at that committee, and I look forward to contributing to future progress. Oregon is really at the forefront of a nationwide move to use medical evidence to set clinical guidelines to help guide clinical decisions. the Commission's charge to establish prioritized services and to use medical evidence to help guide each decision can often lead to some difficult decisions. I believe it is critical for physicians and providers to be involved in this process, not only making decisions at the bedside, but also for statewide policy design. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for being here in person. You came a long way, and I know you're a busy person. Do we have any questions for Dr. Williams? Yes, Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Not necessarily a question, a charge, if you will. The issue of hospital-acquired infections is one of continuing concern. I hope that you'll use your office to insist that hospital-acquired infections be reported publicly and tabulated so that consumers will be able to act as a force for better conditions and better outcomes from hospitals or any other clinics that fall under your purview as you serve on this commission. And I think it's really important, and I hope you take away the admonition, take it seriously.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? I don't see any, so thank you very much for being willing to take this on in addition to all of your other duties. It's a really important commission.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again, and I'll close the public hearing. And next, open a public hearing on the appointment of Patrick Lamb and Thomas Engstrom to the Board of Boiler Rules. I believe Mr. Lamb is joining us by telephone. Good morning. Is this Patrick Lamb?
That's exactly. Yeah, this is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. And hold on for just a minute. And Thomas Engstrom, if you'd like to come forward and join us here. So I just, Patrick, I just opened a public hearing on your appointment and that of Thomas Engstrom to the Board of Boiler Rules. We're going to hear from him first since he's here in person, and then we'll ask you to tell us a little about your background and why you're interested in serving. So Mr. Engstrom, please go ahead.
Good morning. I've been a boilermaker since 1972, working in different parts of the trade, the shipyards, boilers in the ships, boilers in the field, Boardman coal fire plants, cogens, and so forth, and still active today. That covers part of my experience. Any questions?
I think we'll hold questions till we've heard from Patrick Lamb. So, Patrick, would you like to go ahead and tell us about your background and why you'd like to serve on this board?
Yes. Thank you, Chairman Rosenbaum. I have been involved in boilers for 30 years now, involved in the operation, repair, and I have been in lead position in boiler rooms throughout the state of Oregon. Are you just asking for the experience I have right now?
That's basically what we want to know, and if you have any involvement with the board itself or what it does, if you wanted to add anything about why you want to serve on this board, that would be great, too.
Yes, I have watched most of the videotapes from throughout the years of the state board. They're posted online. I understand what they do. I understand their mission. In fact, I have their mission right in front of me, but I won't read that because you probably know what it is. And I look to use my experience gained throughout the years, and I'll use it to help better serve the board.
Great. Well, we appreciate that, and for both of you, your willingness to serve. Are there any questions for these good folks? Okay, great. Well, thank you for being here. We'll be acting on your appointments at the close of today's hearing. And thank you, Mr. Lamb. We'll let you get back to your busy day.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Tony Lai, Douglas Quirin, and Lynn Nesbitt to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. If the three of you would like to come forward, that would be great. Good morning. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. And whichever of you would like to go first and introduce yourselves, we're eager to hear about you.
Good morning, Chairman Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Tony Lai. I'm from McMinnville, Oregon. I'm a nominee for the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. I've been a therapist for the last 15 years, first seven as in private practice in Missouri, and the last eight in the public sector and the government sector in Yamhill County. I primarily work with children, adolescents, and their families. The primary reasons why I want to serve on this board are twofold. One is to continue to offer consumer protection, making sure the licensees are offering the best practices, and also just a way to give back to this wonderful profession. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Good morning. Go ahead. Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, thank you. My name is Lynn Nesbitt, and I'm a licensed professional counselor in Oregon for 18 years. I am a lifelong Oregonian, and I have a passion for serving my profession. I've served on the board for the Oregon Counseling Association, the Oregon Mental Health Counselors Association. I just retired from Providence Hospital after a sizable career there. And there are two reasons that I really want to work on the board. One is to support the mentoring and training of young professionals. And, of course, the board is responsible for the licensing process. The second is I have a real passion with the issue of impaired professionals. I have had the opportunity through my work as a counselor to work with attorneys and physicians and nurses and psychologists who suffer with addictions and other impairments, and I really want to see that that issue is adequately and consistently addressed for counselors and therapists. So thank you.
Great. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferrioli. My name is Douglas Quarren. I am a resident of Portland, Oregon, Southwest Portland. I'm a nominee for the appointment to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here. You have various materials on my background. I'll be very brief. Probably the relevant pieces of my own background are after practicing for law for 25 years here in Oregon, I went back to school, got my master's degree in counseling, and then had the good fortune to have opportunity to work for a program called the Oregon Attorney Assistance Program, which is a free, a voluntary, and a highly confidential program of the Oregon State Bar that provides services, everything from counseling to career transition to drug and alcohol work for lawyers, for judges, and for law students throughout the state of Oregon. There's four of us. We practice out of Portland and serve the entire state. I heard the word passion mentioned earlier, and I have a passion for ethics and professionalism, both within the law and ethics and professionalism within the career and the profession that I'm now in. I've served, just in terms of kind of relevant background, I've served as chair of the Ethics Committee of the Oregon Counseling Association. I sit on its board. I put together and conduct ethics workshops and professionalism workshops throughout the state, and adjunct professor at Portland State University and at George Fox University, where I teach graduate counseling students. And I've participated for a number of years since I got out of school, participated with the Oregon Board as kind of an active observer. I've testified before the board. I take a great deal of interest in what goes on with the board. I have a high regard for the counselors that I've come to know. I also have a high regard for the public protection responsibilities of the board. I think it does a nice job of balancing the responsibilities, and I would consider it an honor to be able to be a member of the board. So thank you.
Great. Well, thank you all for being willing to take this on. And I wanted to just ask the three of you, or any one of you who might want to address this. I think all senators have recently had a presentation on the unmet needs in Oregon for mental health services generally, for addictions counseling in particular, and just kind of the continuum of, you know, serious mental health intervention, and that we clearly have a lot of people out there, you know, at every level, but particularly I think people who lack good insurance benefits who just can't get care at the time that they need the care, or we fail to provide follow-up in a way that would keep things from getting much more serious. So I wonder if any of you, in terms of your very varied and diverse experiences, have any comments about how you see the system or lack of a system that we have right now improving with the healthcare reform that's happening, or things that we need to do to make that work. And I know that's a huge question, and we don't have time to spend the rest of the morning on it. But
you want to go ahead, Lynn?
I found it in, and I'm the director of a group called Wise Counsel and Comfort in the Portland metropolitan area, and we've taken on the mission of attracting and mentoring and supervising young graduates who are willing to offer services at very, very low fees. I jokingly say it's not a 501c3, it's not a nonprofit organization, but we don't make profit. We're a for-profit organization. We have 127 counselors around the metropolitan area, and many of those, about approximately 1,000 citizens of the metro area were served with low-fee counseling. This particular drive is to meet the needs of folks who are not impoverished enough to access any free services through Medicaid, Medicare, Oregon Health Plan, but who don't have the privilege of having insurance or the luxury of finances to afford substantial fees. So in a small way, I've worked to try and address that, those unmet issues in the Portland metropolitan area. I think statewide, it's a much bigger issue and one that needs to be grappled with.
Thank you. Thank you for your comment. Any other questions? Okay, well, just thank you for your willingness to take this on and let you go about your business, and we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing.
Thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing. And I'll next open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Wendy Smith to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery. Good morning and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferrioli, Senators Beyer and Starr. I am very excited to be here today as the physician nominee for the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery. I appreciate the opportunity to address you today. I am a board-certified obstetrician gynecologist. I've been in practice since 1998. After obtaining my medical degree at Columbia University in New York City, I also hold a master's degree in public health and a master's degree in epidemiology. So in addition to being a clinically practicing physician, I also have experience in research. I'm affiliated with the Kaiser Center for Health Research. In the past 2 years, I've been working as an obstetrical hospitalist at Legacy Emanuel Hospital, where I work 24 hours at a time just in the hospital. Prior to that, I was an OBGYN, a typical OBGYN at Kaiser Permanente for almost 13 years. I am very excited for this opportunity. The last 2 years working as an obstetrical hospitalist has exposed me in a very direct fashion to the home birth community in Portland. I live in Portland. I'm sorry, I'm from District 18. Oregon is a very unique state for home births. Almost 3% of all births in Oregon occur at home and are planned. Only recently have we begun collecting information and data regarding these births. Serving on the board of Direct Entry Midwifery with my experience as a clinician and a researcher, I think will help to allow for perhaps a better oversight of these this vast number of births that are happening in Oregon. This is an exciting time for the board with the House Bill 2997 being under review. I'm very excited to have the potential to be a part of this dynamic and changing board. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Well, I'll ask you a total softball question, but something that I wonder about every time I go with my dad to the hospital is, what is a hospitalist, and what does a hospitalist do?
Right. So it's an evolving new kind of little niche in medicine. What I do as an obstetrical hospitalist is I am available at all times for any patient that comes into Emmanuel Hospital whose provider is outside of the hospital. And so we care for patients who are seen at the outside Multnomah County clinics, obtaining care from nurse practitioners, family practitioners who don't have hospital privileges. We back up our high-risk obstetricians, our perinatologists, who are at home sleeping but giving us advice so that they can practice in the office during the day. We see uninsured patients in the emergency room for gynecologic and obstetrical problems, and we back up a midwife service. So we have a very active midwife service at Emmanuel Hospital, and we back up the in-house practicing midwives, and now we also serve to back up the community direct entry midwives that require hospital transport. So I've had, over the past 2 years, I've had involvement in working with community direct entry midwives pretty intensely. So a hospitalist is someone who's in the hospital really practicing inpatient medicine, to be a little bit more concise.
Great. Well, that's really helpful, and good job of tying it back to the commission that you're going to be serving on. So thank you again, and we'll let you go about your business and act on your appointment at the close of today's hearing.
Thank you very much.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Ismoon Hunter Morton to the trustees of the State Library. If you'd like to come forward and join us. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, Senators. My name is Ismoon. I'm a native of Portland. I've also lived in Oakland, California, and in New York City. I'm a proud graduate of Portland Community College with an Oregon transfer degree, and PSU with a bachelor's in history, minor in women's studies. I went on as a middle-aged adult to study library science at the master's level, library information science, and history in a coordinated program to become an archivist. I am now a public librarian in Portland, Oregon for Multnomah County. I'm at all the branches. I'm a substitute librarian. And I'm also a regular adult services librarian in Forest Grove, Oregon. So that's a little about me. I also am the president of the Gay and Lesbian Archives of the Pacific Northwest as a volunteer, and I also volunteer for the Q Center, Portland's Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Center in Portland, and have been doing so since 2008. So the reason why I would like to serve on the Library Board of Trustees, the State Library Board, is I think I can bring archives experience and my archival training, as well as my commitment to public service as a public librarian. I actually really enjoy both, doing library work and historical preservation at all levels. And I give a lot of my spare time, when there is any, to volunteering in general. So I have a heavy commitment to public service, and I've also had experiences interning at different archives really around the country now. I've worked at my graduate school in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the University Library there. I've also worked at Gerber Hart Library in Chicago, which is another LGBTQ museum and archives. And so I'm excited to be a nominee for this position. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for bringing such a diverse professional background to this position. Any questions for Ms. Hunter Morgan? Okay, it looks like you've answered them all. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much, everyone.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Catherine Fisher to the Oregon Medical Board. If you'd like to come forward. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently.
Well, good morning, and I apologize for walking in late. Chairman Rosenbaum, senators, my name is Dr. Katie Fisher. I'm an osteopathic physician in Portland, Oregon. I live in Clackamas. I've been a physician in the Portland area for the last almost 30 years, except for a three-year stint with the National Health Service Corps up in Washington State early on. I was in private practice up until about 3 years ago when I sold my practice to Adventist Hospital, and now I'm one of their employees. And last fall, when I thought I was going to slow down a little, I cut my hours back, and now I'm finding more projects. I've also, in the last year and a half, started working part-time for the new osteopathic medical school in Lebanon. I've been working to set up, I had the title of clerkship director for part of the Portland area, and have been setting up a student rotation program for the Adventist system that will begin this June. And I have, as I said, cut back my office hours. And last fall, a couple of colleagues said, well, there's this position opening up on the medical board. Do you think you should apply for it? And a year ago, I would have said, no, not me. But somehow, after pondering it, I thought, I am at a point in my life where it's time to give back. And my kids are raised, and I have a little free time. And so that's how I end up in this chair today.
Great. Well, thank you for being willing to take this on, in addition to, I think a lot of us can relate to trying to give up one thing and ending up doing three more things as a result. So any questions for Dr. Fisher? I don't see any, so thank you again for being here and for being willing to serve on the medical board. It's extremely important.
All right, thank you.
And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Kelly Solberg to the Board of Medical Imaging. If she'd like to come forward. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair Rosenbaum, senators. First of all, I want to thank you for letting me come in front of you today. My name is Kelly Solberg. I am a current student for a RadTech program from Eugene, Oregon. I have a degree from University of Oregon. And my interest in becoming a public board member on the Oregon Board of Medical Imaging was to be a part of the progress of medical imaging, and this seemed like a great way to get back to my community.
Great. Okay, any questions for Ms. Solberg? Okay, I don't see any. Thank you again for being here, and thanks for being willing to serve on the board.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum, senators.
I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Nancy Kaur to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, if she'd like to come forward. Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
And thank you for having me.
You know how we operate, so please go ahead.
My name is Nancy Kaur. I am a retired nurse. I retired in 2000, and after that I couldn't figure out what am I going to do, and I started volunteering for AARP Tax Aid. And unfortunately, that led me to be more interested in taxes than I ever thought I would be, and I ended up getting my consultant's license and am currently a practicing consultant. And after doing that, I needed more volunteer work, so I decided volunteering for Cycle Oregon might be interesting. I had ridden four or five times doing the ride, and decided now is time to volunteer since my knees were had issues with doing 500 miles, and I am now into my seventh year volunteering for Cycle Oregon. So now maybe I need something else to volunteer for. So I decided, So it seemed like maybe a natural progression. You go from healing to taxes, Oregon Mortuary and Cemetery Board. So, yeah, it's a lay position. I'm not sure exactly what I'm always willing to give my input, and so I thought this could be very interesting. So here goes another position.
Great. Any questions for Ms. Corey? Yes, Senator Burdick.
As a former Cycle Oregon, I think I'm a recovering Cycle Oregon participant.
Yeah,
it's always
recovering.
I've done four of them. Uh-huh. But I want to say thank you, because it couldn't survive without the volunteers.
Really, really. It's an excellent organization. Yeah. Any other questions?
I don't see any, but I think your hearing would not be complete without somebody commenting that nothing is certain in life but death and taxes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, somebody had to say it.
To my credit, I didn't mention.
So yeah, I got it all covered now.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking on one more thing.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointments of Barbara Gibbs to the Oregon State Board of Nursing, and I think she'll be joining us by phone. Good morning. Is this Barbara Gibbs?
Yes, this is Barbara Gibbs.
Good morning, Barbara. This is Senator Diane Rosenbaum, Chair of the Senate Rules Committee, and I'm joined by our entire committee here in the Capitol. So we would love to hear briefly from you about what your background is and why you'd like to serve on the Board of Nursing.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of nervous, so excuse me. I was born and raised in Pendleton. And I'm a practicing licensed practical nurse from Hermiston. I've been licensed since 1976 after graduating from Blue Mountain Community College in Pendleton. I'm married, and I have two grown daughters. One's an educator, and the other is a registered nurse, and they both live here in Hermiston. And I have worked in acute care at Good Shepherd Medical Center in Hermiston for 33 years, and I've been really fortunate to have worked here because they've given me various opportunities to learn in nursing. I've worked in med-surg, critical care, day surgery, postpartum nursery, and I currently work in the outpatient IV therapy department. It's been a great place to learn and grow. I've also served as an Oregon Nurses Association unit rep for many years, and I'm currently on the Professional Nursing Care Committee and the Education Committee here at Good Shepherd. And this allows me to be involved in improving educational opportunities for our staff nurses and improving patient care here in the hospital. And I am interested in serving on the State Board of Nursing because after 33 years as a nurse, I think this is kind of a great opportunity for me. It would be great to work at this level of nursing and possibly assist in preparing our state nurses for the big changes coming in healthcare. I think that's most everything I was going to say.
That sounds great. It's very impressive. So any questions for Ms. Gibbs? Looks like we don't have any questions for you, and you did a great job, so we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Wendy Buck to the State Parks and Recreation Commission. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently, and please tell us about yourself.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and Senators. My name is Wendy Valise Buck, and I live in Wilsonville, Oregon. I'm in Senate District Number 13. Thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning and say a few words. I currently work for Portland General Electric. I work in public policy. Specifically, I work with local government, so I have the good fortune of working with people here in the Valley, as well as people in Eastern Oregon. So I have a great love and passion for rural Oregon. My interest in serving on the Oregon State Parks and Recreation Commission is a love for Oregon's natural beauty and the recreational opportunities that we have in this beautiful state. So I'm looking forward to contributing to its growth and accessibility for people who live here and generations to come. On a personal level, I'm also a mom, so I have a daughter, and I certainly want to be able to provide her opportunities to enjoy Oregon's beauty. I wanted to mention this because I thought I live in Wilsonville, which is probably about 5 minutes away from Shampooey State Park. So I'm training for a half marathon right now, and that is a great place to go and run and train. In fact, my best friend and training partner is in the back row with me today. So Richard, I'm going to embarrass him. So anyways, I have a great love for our state parks, and I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking this on. Any questions for Ms. Buck? Okay, I think you've answered them all, so thank you again.
Thank you.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dr. Maureen Ober to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission. Good morning. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum. Thank you, Senators, for giving me the opportunity to share my interest in patient safety. I'm a registered pharmacist.
You'd like to just say your name again.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Maureen Ober, and I'm a registered hospital pharmacist. I've been a pharmacist for over 30 years now, probably more than I'd like to count. But it's really been the last 13 years that I found my true professional passion, and that's when I became a medication safety pharmacist. It's extremely rewarding to discover why an error has occurred and work with a multidisciplinary team of physicians, nurses, and pharmacists to identify what kind of process changes we can make to assure that these kind of errors don't happen again and no patient is harmed by a mistake. It's also a very emotionally difficult job, very hard to deal with people who have made errors when they've gone into a profession where they want to do good for people, and to deal with patients who shouldn't have been harmed to begin with. So it gives me a sense of pride and satisfaction when we can come up with solutions to prevent a mistake from occurring with another patient, the same mistake. I'd like to see Oregon have the safest healthcare delivery system possible, and that's the North Star goal of the Oregon Patient Safety Commission. So I would hope that my experience as a medication safety pharmacist and all the years of being a pharmacist would help me make a contribution to the commission.
Great. Well, thanks for your willingness to serve. Are there any questions for Dr. Ober? Okay, well, thanks again. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the reappointment of Robert Levy to the Port of Portland, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning, and thank you very much for waiting so patiently.
Thank you. Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferrioli, Senator Beyer, Senator Burdick, and Senator Starr, it's an initial appointment, not a reappointment, and I'm a nominee for the Port of Portland Commission. I appreciate the opportunity to appear before you today. I am an agriculture producer from Umatilla and Morrill County. I have produced products in also in Harney County and Union County, and for a brief time in Chile. We import and export products not only from the Port of Long Beach, but also from the Port of Portland. And the Port of Portland, as you know, is the gateway for Oregon products, not only for the nation, but for international. So this is certainly a great opportunity for me, if confirmed. In Umatilla and Morrill County, our farming operations and relationships produce onions, potatoes, sweet corn, green peas, wheat, and some timber. So we're a family operation and have been there for a couple of generations and enjoy the Oregon economy. I'm anxious to serve on the port to continue to represent Oregon agriculture as these products move from our internal transportation systems through the Port of Portland. I believe I bring a special skill set to the port in that I'll have an agricultural point of view, and hopefully when decisions and are made there, I can help and assist in with those visionary ideas. Any questions?
Are there any questions for Mr. Levy?
I don't see any, so we'll just thank you for your willingness to provide this service in addition to your busy duties.
Thank you all very much.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Stacy Chamberlain to the Public Employee Benefit Board. Good morning, and thank you for waiting so patiently.
Good morning. Chair Rosenbaum, Senators, my name is Stacy Chamberlain, and I live in Northeast Portland. I'm currently employed as a council representative for Oregon AFSCME, and during my time at AFSCME over the last 8 years, I've had the opportunity to represent members on a number of health benefit, labor management benefit committees. And as you know, healthcare costs are a huge driver in local jurisdictions' budgets, and we've had to make very difficult choices on those committees on plan design, trying to maintain a balance of having good health care at a reasonable cost for both the employer and the members that we represent. So I think I bring that experience to the PED board if confirmed by the Senate.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. Are there any questions for Ms. Chamberlain? Well, I'll just say welcome aboard. I think it's a great time to be joining the PEB board. Obviously, we got some really good news about an actual reduction in healthcare costs, which in this day and age is pretty astounding. And even though that was accompanied with don't expect this to continue, I think it really is a sign of what a great job the board has done in trying to deal with medical inflation and prevention and all the things that go into that. So,
yeah, Chair Rosenbaum, I think the PEB board has done an excellent job sort of leading sort of very innovative ways of trying to contain costs through the HIM and evidence-based design for their insurance plan. So I am very excited to serve.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
And we'll be acting on your appointment at the close of today's hearing. And I'll close this public hearing and open a public hearing on the reappointment of John Savage to the Public Utility Commission. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for waiting so patiently back there.
Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, for the record, I'm John Savage. I'm the nominee to the Oregon Public Utility Commission. I've been a commissioner since 2003. Before that, I was director of the staff at the commission, and before that, I headed the Department of Energy. I'm honored to be nominated again. I believe that the work that we do at the commission is important, is demanding, as Senator Beyer can attest, it's enjoyable. And if confirmed, I welcome the opportunity to continue to serve. So that concludes my remarks. Be happy to any questions
wow.
you have.
Showing the inverse relationship between the importance of the position and the length of the speech. Yes, Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair. Colleagues, I think people don't realize how fortunate we are to have John serve in Oregon. He is probably a little known around here, but he has a national reputation as one of the top energy experts in the country and is called on a number of times to testify in Congress. Did that, and he serves us not only as a commissioner, but he's on a number of regional and national boards representing the region in the Northwest. So we're very fortunate. I enjoyed working with John for 9 years. In fact, I was involved when I was first appointed in stealing John from the Department of Energy to come and work for the commission as the utility director, and subsequently had the pleasure of convincing Governor Kulongoski that he really ought to appoint John to the commission because we needed someone with expertise since there were other commissioners at that time were very much novice.
Thank you, Senator. Everything I learned from Senator Beyer.
We're doing well until that.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, Senator Burdick.
No, Madam Chair, I'm actually one of those who actually does understand, having worked with you on some very, very difficult issues, and very impressed with the expertise and common sense that you brought to it.
Great. Thank you, Senator.
Great. Well, thanks again your willingness to continue to serve. And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Ebony Sloan Clark to the State Board of Licensed Social Workers, if you'd like to come forward and join us. Good morning. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee, and thanks for waiting so patiently.
Thank you. Good morning, Senator Chair Rosenbaum, Vice Chair Ferrelli, Senator Beyer, Senator Starr, and Senator Burdick. My name is Ebony Sloan Clark. I currently reside in Tigard, Oregon, but born and raised in Portland, Oregon. I am being considered a nominee for the Oregon Board of Social Workers, and I'm a little nervous, so forgive me, and excited.
You're doing great, but you could probably back off maybe a couple of inches from that microphone,
all right,
which
thank
is really
you.
Sensitive.
I am currently the program director for Multnomah County Mental Health and Multnomah County Mental Health in Addiction Services, Direct Clinical Services for the Children's System of Care. Within my scope of duties, I oversee five programs. Specifically, my service array includes a continuum of services that provides prevention, mental health treatment services to children from the early childhood age all the way up to transitional age youth. My specific programs include early childhood mental health, which is a partnership between our local county Head Starts and different daycares within Portland, Oregon, and in Multnomah County. And we provide mental health clinicians to provide treatment services and prevention and consultation services. I also oversee our school-based mental health services, as well as we have clinicians that are housed in our school-based clinics throughout several of our different high schools and middle schools in Portland. I also oversee our ESA program, which is a early intervention program to transitional age youth who are receiving their first episode of psychosis. The goal of that program is to provide expedited supports and services, get the child and the family resources, as well as continue to encourage the youth to maintain success in education and in the workforce, and prevent them from having to utilize higher levels of care. And then the last program that I oversee is our wraparound program, which is a collaboration between different system partners, such as child welfare, our local school districts, Department of Community Justice, Oregon Youth Authority, and mental health, to provide services in an integrated fashion to our high utilizers to prevent high cost and to increase success and recovery. I have about 15 years of behavioral and mental health clinical social work experience in community-based organizations. 5 years of my service has been in Philadelphia, and this fall I'll have 3 years of government sector clinical work. I was originally licensed as a licensed clinical social work in the state of Pennsylvania in 2005 and received reciprocity here in the state of Oregon in 2009. My mission, my passion, my commitment is to design and support services that truly meet the need of our children, our families, and our communities that are both client-centered and also culturally responsive. I also believe that in order for us to effectively utilize our resources and to sustain progress specific to our outcomes and our benchmarks, we also have to have a knowledgeable and a competent workforce, and that starts with a level of equity at the policy level. So I'm really excited, and thank you for this opportunity.
Great. Well, thank you for your willingness to take on this important position. Any questions for Ms. Clark? Okay, I think you've answered them all. Thanks for being here. And I'll close the public hearing.
and open a public hearing on the appointment of Kenneth Evanstad and Nigel Francisco to the Oregon Tourism Commission, if you'd both like to come forward. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently. Whichever of you would like to go first, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm a little hard of hearing, and if I may ask you to repeat some things.
Yes, so we would like to hear from you about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Tourism Commission.
Chair Rosenbaum, my wife and I own a vineyard and winery in Dayton, Oregon. We have a house there as well, and we spend all of our summers and fall there. We have a lot of visitors at our winery from all over the world, and oftentimes what we ask them is, have you ever been to Oregon before? And a few hands will go up, and then we ask them, have you ever been to Napa Valley? And all the hands shoot up. So the reason I want to be on the tourism board is I'd like to change that so that these hands shoot up as much as Napa Valley. Napa Valley has had a tremendous economic impact on the state of California. The whole tourism industry is a wonderful, wonderful way to provide jobs and raise revenue within the state of Oregon. So a little bit about my background. I started my business career in 1969. I established a pharmaceutical manufacturing company that I'm still chairman of today. My son is the president and CEO and does all the heavy lifting for me. But we've grown the company to $500 million in sales, operations in 4 states, the United Kingdom. Focus is on dermatology, generic drugs, and neurology, CNS drugs, with some very important research going on in Parkinson's disease and epilepsy. I've successfully grown that company. I've successfully grown our vineyard and winery business from nothing in 1989 to a 30,000 case winery, and we have 185 acres of vines, and we produce one of the finest wines in the world. We have world competitors. But I've got over 40 years of executive experience in both operations and marketing. I've worked with a lot of ad agencies. I know how to get a big bang for the buck. And that's what I think I could add to the tourism board.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your willingness to serve. And I think we'll hold questions till we've heard from both of you. So, Nigel, please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Chair and Senators. So my name is Nigel Francisco. I'm currently the Chief Financial Officer of Ninkasi Brewing Company down in Eugene, Oregon. I live in Eugene. I've lived there for most of my life, traveling out for a period of time. I was also an airline pilot for 7 years, employed by Horizon Airlines, so local company here, and that afforded me the opportunity to be able to travel all over our state excuse me, and see a lot of areas that I hadn't seen before, so that was great. Couple reasons why I want to be on the tourism board. I think, as Kenneth pointed out, I think that tourism is such a very large part of our economy. We get a ton of visitors at the brewery from out of state, and I have that opportunity also to interact with them and see the new faces and see them coming because of the beer culture that we have here. We're actually just named one of the top 3 beer states in the country, so that was great. That was in the USA Today. And so there are quite a lot of people that travel to Oregon just for beer. I also think it's a way that we can draw dollars into our economy. I think that tourism is so important. As other industries have gone down, I think that it's an important part of the economy. So, and I'd like to also give back to the state, and I feel this is one way I can do that. So.
Great. Well, thank you both for being willing to serve on the Tourism Commission. Any
you
questions?
Both sides covered.
Yes.
Beer and wine.
I know.
The best of Oregon. So, fantastic.
Great. Well, thanks again for being willing to serve, and it sounds like you'll both bring an incredible background to the commission. So we'll look forward to great things.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum. Thank you, Senators.
And I'll close the public hearing and open a public hearing on the appointment of Dennis Doherty to the Water Resources Commission, if you'd like to come forward. Good morning. Thanks for waiting so patiently.
Thank you, Chair Rosenbaum and members of the committee. Excuse me. My name is Dennis Doherty. I live in Hermiston. On May 31st, I'll finish a 16-year and 5-month run as Umatilla County Commissioner. So that's 197 months. I've already counted the months. I've got some good years left and would like to use some of them serving on the Oregon Water Resources Commission. My wife would like me to do that too. I want you to know I do not have any financial interest in water, you know, commercial or business interest. I get my water from the city of Hermiston. But for the last 10 years, I focused quite a bit on water-related matters. In 2004, I wrote the county's charter for our Critical Groundwater Areas Task Force. In 2009, their work was done. We adopted a 2050 plan, which commits the county to working on water-related issues out through 2050. We know it's a long-term project. I also was one of the founding members of the Association of Oregon County's Water Policy Committee. I was a member of the policy advisory group that helped prepare the new state plan, the Integrated Water Resources Strategy, that was adopted last August. I have been the chairman of the Umatilla Basin Water Commission, which deals with some of our local water-related issues. It's the managing governance entity for the Aquifer Restoration Project we've started with a state grant. And then I was a co-convener of the Columbia River Umatilla Solutions team that took advantage of an opportunity that Governor Kitzhaber provided for us. So I want you to know I'm not unfamiliar with the Water Resources Commission. I've attended a number of their meetings over the years. I respect the ladies and gentlemen that serve on that committee and the job that they do. I feel the same way about the Water Resources Department and the men and women who work there. That agency's mission is to serve the public by practicing and promoting responsible water management. That would be my mission, too. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking this on. Any questions for Mr. Doherty? Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you, folks.
And I'll close the public hearing and open the public hearing on the appointment of Matt Tripp to the Oregon Board of Dentistry. If you'd like to come forward, I'll give you a chance to catch your breath a little bit.
Yes.
I know you were racing to get here.
Yes.
Racing, observing the speed limit.
A little bit.
Yeah. So welcome. Have a seat.
Thank you.
And what we are doing is just asking you to tell us a little about your background and why you'd like to serve on the Board of Dentistry, and then we'll be acting on all of these appointments at the close of today's hearing. So you're our very last person.
Okay. Well, my name is Matt Tripp, and a little bit about myself. I'm a former Marine. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps, and then after that, I got out and was a police officer for 9 years. And after that career, I decided to make a career change and head into the health field, which brought me to dental hygiene. My wife at the time was a dental hygienist, and that's kind of what kind of steered me that direction. Everyone's kind of wondering how in the world I got the dental hygiene from police work. So I got into dental hygiene and moved around, moved to Hawaii for a while, and when I came back, the economy was in the low part, and the job outlook was pretty bleak. So I started looking around and see where I could find a need for dental work, and I found that the low income and senior area of Grants Pass and Medford area were a really an area where they were just not receiving the dental care they should. So I found out that I'm able to get a permit and work on my own. And so I pursued that, and I opened a business down in Grants Pass where I outfitted a shuttle bus. I took a shuttle bus, and I turned it into a dental clinic. And so I actually drive to, I mainly see elderly geriatric patients who are homebound, but I drive to their house and see them at their house and at their doorstep, completely self-contained. And so I have not expanded to the children and at schools. That's part of my future, foreseeable future, but along with that, I also became really involved with the Oregon Dental Hygiene Association when I got back from Hawaii. I got involved at the component level, which soon got me involved at the state level, and I became a member of the Government Relations Committee and held several hats in that association, Finance Committee, and I am currently the I just recently stepped down from the being the president of my local component, where I have been for the last 9 months as that position, and I was feeling like this opportunity is the next step in my basically my life career here. I like serving the public. I like being in a leadership position, and I like being able to play that part.
Great. Well, thank you. We're glad you made it while we were still here. We might have to talk to you on the phone. So, any questions for Mr. Tripp? Okay. I guess you've answered them all. So, thank you again. And
thank you.
I will close the public hearing. And I think we're probably ready to move into a work session. And so I will open a work session and move the following appointments and reappointments to the following boards and commissions to the Senate floor with the recommendation that they be confirmed en bloc. Patrick Lamb and Thomas Engstrom to the Board of Boiler Rules, Tony Lai, Douglas Quarin, and Lynn Nesbitt to the Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists, Mary Stern to the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission, Don Matt Tripp to the Oregon Board of Dentistry, Wendy Smith to the State Board of Direct Entry Midwifery, Trey Sen to the Energy Facility Siting Council, Marilyn Cover to the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, Susan Williams to the Health Evidence Review Commission, Rakaya Adams to the Oregon Investment Council, Ismoon Hunter Morton to the Trustees of the State Library, Chris Telfer to the Oregon Senate, the Oregon State Lottery Commission, Brian Carroll to the State Marine Board, Catherine Fisher, Donald Gerard, George Koval, Roger McKimmy, and W. Kent Williamson to the Oregon Medical Board, Kelly Solberg to the Board of Medical Imaging, Nancy Kaur to the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, Barbara Gibbs to the Oregon State Board of Nursing, Wendy Buck and Robin Risley to the State Parks and Recreation Commission, Maureen Ober to the Oregon Patient Safety Commission Board of Directors, Robert Levy to the Board of Commissioners of the Port of Portland, Stacy Chamberlain to the Public Employees Benefits Board, John Savage to the Public Utility Commission, Ebony Sloan Clark to the State Board of Licensed Social Workers, Kenneth Evanstad and Nigel Francisco to the Oregon Tourism Commission, Dennis Doherty, Carol Whipple, and Ray Williams to the Water Resources Commission, and Eric Quamptis and Dan Thorndike to the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Commission. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, it is so ordered, and I'll close the work session. And I know that Senator Starr was our last carrier on the floor. I don't actually know whose turn it is to do this, so Senator Beyer, seems to be that there's a groundswell of support for you. Are you willing to carry this? Okay, great. Senator Beyer will carry on the floor, and with nothing further to come before us, members, we are adjourned. Thank you.